Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. More than 9 million Americans say they're looking for work, and as it turns out, employers are trying to fill roughly that many open positions. That might sound like the perfect formula for matching up people with jobs, but it's a bit more complicated than that.
We're seeing demand for jobs where there aren't enough people in those places or with those skills, and we're seeing people demanding jobs where they might not be the right fit right now.
Our senior writer, John Hilsenrath from the WSJ economics team, have been studying how this mismatch is affecting employers' ability to find skilled workers in both blue-collar and white-collar jobs. We'll ask him about it after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The help wanted sign is up, but nobody's knocking on the door. After a rush of hiring last year following the nationwide shutdown, many employers can't find workers. At the same time, millions of people out of work can't find a job they like. And that mismatch has the jobs recovery stuck in neutral. So what does all this mean for job seekers? Let's bring in WSJ senior writer John Hilsenrath to talk about it. John, thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, John, we've got millions of open jobs and millions of people looking for jobs. Why are economists calling this job market a mismatch?
So I talked to Julia Pollack, who's the chief economist at ZipRecruiter, and she made an important point, which is that the labor market isn't like other markets, like a market for shoes or a market for pizzas, where basically you only have one side of the equation. In a labor market, you need people to choose something, and you also need people to be chosen by somebody. And so it's a matching game, and that matching game takes time. It's a complicated process that takes more time than, say, going out and buying oranges or pizzas. The best explanation is that you're just not finding people in the places or with the skills or with the preferences for the jobs that are open. You know, so one good example of that is in the food and hospitality industry. The ZipRecruiter survey, it says 70% of people who worked in that industry before the pandemic now say they want a job in another industry. The food and hospitality industry has more than 1 million openings. So preferences are shifting, company needs are shifting, and people have moved. There's a lot of dislocation left over from the pandemic that's got to get sorted through.
You know, John, in past economic recoveries, people out of work would try to scoop up any open job they could find. How has the pandemic changed the mindset of job seekers this time around?
Well, there's a few things that's going on. The most obvious one is that the federal government extended mass amounts of support to Americans left out of work as a result of the pandemic in the form of relief checks and also supplementary unemployment benefits. And that's been a lifeline for many households that during the pandemic, when they were out of work, allowed them to keep paying bills. And I think one of the things that's going on now is it's allowing people to take a little bit more time to search out for the job that's right for them. The expanded jobless benefits are in the process of expiring for many states. They expired in June, for more in July, and by September, they'll be completely gone. And so this government support is going to be easing away. But right now, it looks like a lot of Americans are kind of using the extra support to really search out and find the jobs that they think are the best fit for them.
Now, we've also reported extensively on how the pandemic upended the housing market, with people scrambling to find homes and move out of big cities. Has that added to this problem?
Well, there has been a big geographic shift in the population. People did move. We tracked change of address submissions with the Postal Service, and we did find that people moved out of big cities into medium-sized metros and suburbs, and from medium-sized metros to smaller metros. And so what's happening is you're seeing demand show up in places, say, Scranton, Pennsylvania, or upstate New York, where you didn't have people before, and you're seeing demand kind of disappear in places like downtown Manhattan. And so that's contributing to this mismatch between where the jobs are and where the people are. You know, we talked to a restaurateur in Driggs, Ohio, which is being overrun with business and tourists right now, and they just don't have the people to serve the dishes and clean up the dishes. So geographic movement is part of this bigger story.
Now let's talk about the different kinds of jobs out there. How has this mismatch affected employers trying to fill low-skilled jobs or jobs requiring hands-on work?
Well, you know, when it comes to low-skilled jobs, there's a few things going on. One of those factors is that because of these extended unemployment benefits, you know, some people are finding that they can take their time, they're getting enough support from federal benefits, so they're not rushing back into those restaurant jobs. We're seeing a lot of companies complain that they can't fill those open positions, and that's putting some upward pressure on wages. That's tough news for small businesses, for restaurants, but it's good news for workers. We're also seeing some shift in the demand for other skill sets. You know, we talked to another recruiting agency that found that, you know, for high-skill jobs, there's more demand, more expectations for higher skills in programming, for instance, to manage all this at-home work and remote work that's being done.
Well, let's talk about that work-from-home trend. How does that factor into the jobs mismatch we're talking about?
You know, the stay-at-home work is an important part of this story. We talked to ZipRecruiter, we've talked to economists at Stanford University, and they're all finding that people want that work-from-home opportunity, that there's a great demand for work-from-home right now from workers, and that, you know, companies are discovering that it works. But they're also discovering that when they interview workers, that that's an expectation that they have for the kind of work that they want. And frankly, that's one of the things that I think is holding up the return to work in some more of these face-to-face industries like hospitality, restaurants. You know, people saying that work from home is a better option, life without a commute is a better option. And so they're going for that. They're looking for that much more aggressively.
Now, another thing we've seen more of during the pandemic is a ramp up of automation and digitization. Has that made things more challenging for employers trying to match job seekers with jobs?
Well, on the one hand, it's creating opportunities, say, for warehousing and the warehousing industry, you know, because there was so much at-home delivery that we discovered worked during the pandemic. There's right now a surplus of jobs in the warehousing industry, but those warehouses might not be in many cases in population centers. And so there are, you know, a lot of employers who are struggling to get the delivery men and the warehouse workers that they need. In terms of automation and digitization, you know, there's a lot of facets of that story. I mean, a lot of companies discovered that they didn't have workers in place, and it kind of accelerated a movement towards using machines and using robots to do day-to-day tasks. So there's just this vast reshuffling of the economy that's going on right now that was accelerated by the pandemic. And the good news is it should make the economy more efficient in the long run. The bad news is that doesn't happen overnight. There's a process to working through all of this. And the downside of that process is right now it's leaving a lot of people on the sidelines trying to figure out where they fit in.
So does this mean the job market is going to have to grow and transform into something different?
Well, the job market is always growing and transforming into something different than what we have now, right? So, you know, 150 years ago, most of the American economy was agrarian, and then people moved into cities for industrial jobs. And now we're moving towards a more tech-oriented marketplace. What happened during the pandemic is it accelerated a lot of these trends. You know, we talked for a moment about people moving. One of the things that we found was even before the pandemic, people were moving out of dense urban areas into more remote, more Spartan places. But the pandemic accelerated that path, and it's accelerating a move by companies to automation. And it's just a sticky process that takes some time. And so we're seeing demand for jobs where there aren't enough people in those places or with those skills. And we're seeing people demanding jobs where they might not be the right fit right now. And now there's more of this traditional matching game that has to get played in an economy that's reordering itself post-pandemic. And that takes time. And so, you know, we now have an unemployment rate that's just a little bit under 6%. It's starting to look like that reducing that unemployment rate is going to take a little bit longer than a lot of people expected.
All right. That's WSJ senior writer John Hilsenrath. John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.